Hello and welcome to the NDA podcast. It's always Media Thursday with me, Justin Pearce, the editor, and...
me, Andy Oakes, the publisher.
So we're back for season three of It's Always Media Thursday, and it's going to be exactly the same as always, ramble through the world of digital media and marketing. And because we've had a break, our mid-season break, lots has happened, Andy.
Mid-season.
So lots has happened, but let's just focus on the here and now. So I will turn to my regular intro. Andy Oakes, publisher of NDA, what's been happening this week?
Well, let's go back where we were last week. We did one of your favourite things last week, and we went to Scotland our first Trinity lunch in Edinburgh, which was absolutely fantastic, wasn't it?
It was amazing. I mean, we launched Trinity Lunch in London, it seems like a century ago now, but a while back, and now we've got two in London. We launched in Manchester, we've got two in Manchester. So, yes, as you say, Trinity Lunch Edinburgh was our first sort of north of the border, north of the border, I guess. And it was amazing. It's always good to go and sort of see the industry in the regions at first hand and see how it's always kind of a mirror image, but a distorted mirror image. It's so similar and so different.
It's interesting, isn't it? Edinburgh is fantastic in that it's got all the big names are up there. Still a very big, thriving creative scene in Edinburgh as well from the creative agency side. Media agencies are sort of putting people on the ground, and obviously the tech players are noticing this and putting their people on the ground. But what I thought was quite interesting is that the same way some people attempted to staff Manchester from London, a lot of people are staffing Edinburgh from Manchester.
True.
Which means essentially people will be staffing Norway from Edinburgh.
Yeah, good point. But at the same time, it's interesting that, you know, the independent agency scene is strong in Edinburgh, as strong as it is in Manchester. So that was good to see. I was talking a lot. We had one of our supporters was the Marketing Society of Scotland, and talking to the head of Marketing Society of Scotland, it was interesting, again, the differences and the challenges that they face in getting the industry together and getting the industry thriving and providing the infrastructure that it needs. But yeah, an absolutely amazing lunch, and lots more to come from us in Scotland.
In other lunch news, this Friday it's International Women's Day, and we will be hosting our Digital Women International Women's Day lunch at One Moorgate in London with, I've just checked the guest list, 146 people on the attending, which is going to be fantastic. Really annoying because that's still four off making up a table. So yeah. If there are four people out there who would like to attend, there are still four tickets available, so get on and in it. But another fantastic lunch backed by our friends from the Evening Standard, who worked with us last year, and our friends from the BBC. Now we'll have to get this right, don't we?
BBC Studios. Yeah, I mean, last year's lunch was the first one. It was amazing. This is going to be the same thing. It's the theme this year for IWD is Inspire Inclusion. I guess that's kind of what we set up NDA to do in a way, and that's what we've always done, is try and inspire inclusion across the industry. So it's a great theme, and we've got a panel of amazing people to discuss that theme, what it means to the industry and how everyone can, I guess, inspire inclusion both within their company's four walls and in the wider industry.
What I thought was interesting is that our partner in the event, Ellie Edwards Scott, part of Advisory Collective, wrote a great piece on the site yesterday. Essentially, I'm not saying having a rant, but having a bit of a go at the industry, saying, come on, you need to put your money where your mouth is. And what Ellie is suggesting is that there's a bit of a DE&I lag at the moment. It's sort of people think, right, well, I've ticked that box now, job's done.
I give my
female staff cupcakes every International Women's Day. What more do you need from me?
No,
and I think she's...
She is, as always, right. Cool. It is this box-ticking approach.
As ever.
What's quite fascinating, I was talking to the marvellous Fee at Captify the other day when we had our marketers lunch. Superb. We were talking about, that was about sustainability. And what Fee was saying is the difference between the US and the UK is quite interesting, because in the US, the sustainability issue is kind of, well, not under the radar, not being addressed as sort of heavily as over here, but D&I is still top of the agenda and isn't going anywhere away. So the difference is quite stark. And I think it is true, Andy, as you say, as Ellie pointed out in the article, that Although there's a lot of amazing work still being going on. We've got Nikki from Media for All on the panel on Friday. You know, it's incredible work going on in that community. Yes, a lot of the time, I think there's the assumption that that's been done. That's been sort of ticked off. Every agency, every tech firm, every publisher's got its own initiatives and councils and infrastructures to try and improve diversity and inclusion. So that's it, job done. But as we know, there's a long way still to go.
Long, long way to go. We'll be discussing that and an awful lot more on Friday at the lunch. And I'm really looking forward to it. It is.
It's the most highlight of the year.
I don't want anyone to think all we do is have lunch.
Well, we're very good
at having
lunch.
That being said,
we're very good at having lunch. Lunch is an important part of the industry. I'm looking forward to lunch in a few hours' time with the amazing Dan at Embassy Saatchi. So, yeah, lunch.
That sounds a good lunch.
We do more than lunch. What else do we do?
Well, one thing we are doing is Maison NDA, which will be our project in Cannes this year. Maison NDA is half pub, half restaurant, half event. That's three halves. That's not going to work.
Three halves is fine.
Third event venue. And it's going to be the NDA base for the week. We'll be hosting all of our events there. We're going to be hosting drinks reception. We're going to be hosting a digital women brunch. We've got all sorts of projects going on there. And it's going to be fantastic. It's not on a yacht.
It's not on a yacht.
Which makes it 100% less wobbly. And
it's right bang in the centre. It's opposite Amazon Port. It's around the corner from the Palais. So it's a beautiful location. It's a lovely venue. We're going to be there a week, as you say, doing roundtables and podcasts and parties and drinks and that sort of thing. So it's going to be great. And I think I was talking to someone about Cannes yesterday. I mean, that's a constant conversation, but just yesterday, and how excited they were. I know we always say this, but Cannes this year is going to be huge, I reckon, because the post-pandemic Cannes, when everyone crept back in to see what it was like, it was great. Did it again. It was fantastic. So I think this time, everyone this year, we've been fully back for a long time now, and I think it's going to be one of the best.
Do you think so? Do you think with, you know, a lot of people laying people off, a lot of cutbacks in the sector, do you think it's going to be bigger than ever?
I do. I think people need to be there, and it's easy to sort of be negative about Cannes. It's easy to sort of say it's all just some sort of jolly by the beach, but you and I both know that's, yeah, of course it's a jolly by the beach to some extent, but that's not true. So much work gets done there. And if you're a ad tech firm or a publisher or an agency or anyone in our space, it's kind of essential. You can get so much done there, especially as it's such a kind of global meeting place now. And look, we've got an incredible special guest coming up soon, Christian, who's the founder of Possible, which by Media Partners. And Possible is an amazing new event and right at the heart of the industry calendar now after its launch last year. But there's no doubt that, you know, Cannes has its place. And we put on loads of events. There are so many events in this industry, but these big flagship industry events such as Possible and Demexco and Cannes Lions are really important. I don't think they're going anywhere, and I think this should be big.
One of my favourite things about Cannes this year is the sounds like plugging ourselves shamelessly here, the deck we've got going around about, if you do Cannes, for God's sake, be realistic. Put together by our esteemed chairman, Paddy, who's been to more Cannes, and they've actually been Cannes. The man is, the man knows every chateau and wine bar in the south of France. But his view on Cannes is, you either spend 2 million euros as a base layer, or you keep it small and simple. It's a fantastic ethos for Cannes, but, you know, be realistic. No, you're not going to get 30 CMOs to come to your event unless, of course, you're
Spotify. Yeah. It's exactly right. It's approaching Cannes with a kind of an educated but considered view. And you will never be able to compete with Spotify or Yahoo or TikTok or On the Beach or Meta. You just won't be able to. They spend millions. You won't be able to compete with Group M and Martinez, you know, but you could do amazing things throughout the festival. Everyone's there. Everyone's in the right mood. And what I think makes Cannes special is that it's the one time the whole industry is there, the whole industry is in a relaxed frame of mind, which brings us very nicely on to today's special guest. It's Christian Mucker. He's the founder of Demexco, but more latterly, his fame comes from being the founder of Possible. And Possible is an incredible event that we media partnered with last year. Me, Andy and Lid were out there in Miami in April 2020. three, is that right? Yeah. I'm a media partner again this year, and Possible is an incredible new addition to the industry calendar, and exactly in the same way as Cannes, everyone's there and everyone's in the right frame of mind for real business to happen. So Christian, hi, good to see you.
Hello, and thank you for inviting me.
Pleasure. So we're media partnering again with Possible this year. Last year was incredible. Do you want to give us a bit of a sort of a flavor of what this year's going to hold?
Yeah, I would say you can expect everybody who is coming to Miami, similar to last year, can expect a lot of great surprises and highlights. Of course, we build on the success from last year. So it will be the same venue, even bigger than last year. We have more partners on site, more activation. But we also, you know, received a lot of feedback, and therefore we thought about, you know, how can we further develop Possible as the tentpole event for the industry. And you can expect a lot of new things, like, for example, new programming. Table talks will be introduced. The hosted meeting program, for example, where we match between, you know, marketeers and brands, as well as our partners and solution providers. And then, of course, you know, we will have yachts being introduced. So those of you who are familiar with the Cannes Lions, you know what I'm talking about. We also will, you will meet people on yachts just opposite our venue, because it's Miami Beach, right? You know, we have a lot of water and beach around us, which we should use and wants to use.
It's not a show without yachts. I've said that for many years.
Yeah, true. So what's,
exactly.
I mean, one of the things I thought last year was so amazing was the speakers were incredible. You know, you had Elon Musk on stage doing a kind of a job interview, weirdly, with Linda Yaccarino. But on those speaker after speaker, it was amazing, and in sort of all different auditoriums. So what can we look forward to this year?
Yeah. I mean, if you check out our website, you already seen and we already announced, you know, an amazing lineup of CMOs, global CMOs and brands. This is, I think, a very exceptional lineup. Coming from the brand side. Then in addition, we have a bunch of, you know, great tech CEOs and industry leaders. And in the next couple of days, we are going to announce, similar to last year, relatively late, but this is, you know, as it is, a lot of celebrities who will join us as well. And so two highlights for this week are definitely, you know, Winston Duke, which is a celebrity from the TV entertainment world, a UN ambassador. He's going to interview Bozomer on stage, which will be definitely a highlight. And then, you know, we will welcome Pitbull being interviewed on stage by Bob Pittman from iHeartMedia. So these are the next highlights we are going to announce, and others will follow up in the next couple of weeks. So stay tuned. There will be more.
That, I mean, that was fantastic last year. One of the NDA team in Miami last year got slightly too excited about seeing John Bon Jovi, and she will be allowed back this year, but told to behave better. But I loved that last year, how you brought people in. At first glance, you think, what have these people got to do with the industry? But all had a story to tell. I mean, who knew how cool LL Cool J was? I mean, he was absolutely fantastic.
That's a good bit of the hard thing. So I thought LL Cool J last year at Possible. Often you see celebrities on stage industry events and there's not any real connection. But LL Cool J, when he's talking about the authenticity of content and that sort of thing, was perfectly placed to talk to marketers, I thought.
Exactly. And this will be the same this year. So when we bring celebrities on stage or also ask them to stay with us, right, the whole day and not just going on stage and disappear, this already, you know, provides a different experience. You know, when our audience have an opportunity to sit down with them, we organize meet and greets with our audience as well. But then we want to make sure that it's not just about the celebrity and the great name. You know, they should have to tell something, whether it's very marketing related, about their own kind of entrepreneurship and investments and media companies they're mostly running, or it is about, you know, a lifestyle experience, you know, where also marketers can take something away. Because what is marketing today? It's a lot of culture aspects in today's world. You know, you have to understand what's going on out in the world. You have to understand the changing behavior, the Generation Z, and all these things. We know that, but you know, you need to talk to people which you normally don't see and don't talk to every day. And this is why we're looking for outstanding celebrities. It's not just the name. It's in addition, you know, the different perspectives bringing into the discussion.
I'm interested, Christian. Last year was obviously it was a big event. It made a lot of waves across the industry. Is it almost harder to run year two, thinking, right, now we've got to beat that. We've got to, what's the next big thing we've got to do?
Yeah, I think you're right. But when we will talk next year at this time, you will ask and you're allowed to ask a similar question, then year three will be more challenging than year two. So this is exactly the case how we look into this. So I've told my team from the beginning on, we cannot take something for granted from year to year. We have to look back and review every single piece, every single detail. It sounds weird or crazy, however you call it, but this is how things are developing and only the only way how you can further develop and bring it to the next level. But yes, I mean, expectations are pretty high. I would say higher than the first year. Nobody knew exactly what to expect. Now the industry knows that this is a next generation event, and it combines more than most, if not any other event in the marketing world. But yes, so to meet those expectations, and I think we all agree, in today's world, there are far more broader and a broader diverse diversity of expectations than ever before. And our goal is to meet all of them. Maybe it's not possible every year, but we want to make this possible, and we try our best to make this possible.
No, I think that's a great ethos. I mean, we've all been around the event scene in this space a long time, and we know that some events don't evolve, and that you haven't been to this event 20 times, you've been to the same event on 20.
It's a mixture. Evolve. It has a variety of mixture. People want to have something usual. You're familiar with the venue. You know how to travel to this event. You know exactly how long you have to stay to get all the benefits out of this, right? And of course, Miami Beach, it was such an obvious choice for us because of this, very open-minded environment, especially in Miami and Miami Beach where we are. It is a perfect intersection of marketing, technology, and culture. And, and then combined with, that a lot of outdoor activities, we're extending into the third day. So conference and content programming starts already on that Monday. So there's a good reason. There are enough reasons to already arrive the weekend before and also to stay a day longer than usual. Because you asked me at the beginning about, a lot of new stuff. I mean, there's so much more to tell. We are launching a very exclusive special program on Thursday morning, so the morning after the official closing, together with Google, our premier partner, this will be a very exclusive program, very exceptional for our leadership. So there are plenty of new things to come, and I think we are developing into a multi-day event experience over the time.
I think that sounds fantastic. I think the thing I really enjoyed last year was it's a self-contained event. Once you're in the Fontainebleau, you're there. I mean, for those who haven't been, the Fontainebleau is quite a big hotel, let's be honest. But once you're in, you're in.
You don't need to run from A to B and 1 mile up and down like the Croisette or in Vegas during CES. I mean, nothing wrong with these events. They are outstanding events. But this is, a challenge for everybody. And of course, I'm there as well every year. Here we keep everybody on site. As you said, it's a big event, but you are running into these people several times a day. And that makes it so unique. You have plenty of opportunities to meet those people you are looking for.
Absolutely. I think the other thing that stood out for me was that the production values of the event itself were sky high. It was in many ways more akin to being at an entertainment show or a rock concert, and sometimes rather than being at a trade show. And I think that just amps everything up. It got the crowd hyped up. People were really rooting for you, and it the noise when some of the speakers came on was huge.
When you think about a new event in this industry, I mean, everything somehow exists, and but one thing I believe is outdated now in our industry. I have to say, for our industry, which is ending up in a boring, dark trade hall. There was a time to do this like this. It was about growth. I think this is not the currency anymore. It's just about quality. It's all about quality, curation, personalization, and this you cannot do in a typical kind of convention center. So therefore, it makes our life a bit more complicated in terms of logistics and organizing stuff than going into convention center. But this makes it so unique and different, as you said. So that provides such a unique character. And if you launch a new event, you have to be different.
So what are some of the, you said you had feedback from last year, obviously. What are some of the biggest lessons you learned from running last year's event and how you're applying those this year?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest challenge and therefore learning for us is that we have so much content to share and to tell. We have so many exceptional speakers with so many stories to share. We have so many partners. I mean, the industry has so many topics to discuss. We could easily launch, 10 more stages and or add 3 more days. But this is exactly the biggest challenge and also learning for us. We had to streamline a bit more. We have to make sure that there's enough time for networking and moments to sit down and to talk to each other than just looking at the content, which is amazing. And as I said, we could easily bring hundreds of more speakers on stage, but this is not the solution. So we have to be the gatekeeper, listening to everybody and then make a decision. What's the really most important and most relevant content and who can provide the most impressive stories, on stage. And this is our tough decision, but also the biggest learning of the year.
Just one of the things I thought last year was so impressive was your advisory board, your investors, if possible, was kind of everyone, the great and the good of the industry. It was amazing. So how's that initiative developed and how has it going to affect things this year?
Yeah. I mean, fun part is, we already had a huge amount of initial investors on board from the beginning on, which is fantastic. It makes it so unique. A lot of talk and chat for me, but a lot of advice I'm getting every day from these exceptional people, which is highly appreciated. So we had another financing round. So I brought in additional investors in the last couple of months. And then the advisory board, we have now, I think 18 or 19 advisors on the board, exceptional people. This combination, and of course, including my board of directors, that's an amazing group of people. We're talking about up to 100 industry leaders and visionaries. I feel so thankful, for this advice. As I said, it means a lot of talking and listening, but I think that's the guarantee for me to make it right at the end.
Fantastic.
Christian, is there a long-term vision that sees it moving venues, moving continents, being in other places? Or do you just see it being an annual event?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I don't want to talk about the next 10 years. This is too far away. But for the next couple of years, our goal is to stay in Miami Beach. We feel extremely good being there. The city is now supporting us heavily. The local authorities as well. They understand, what we are bringing to the region. There are a lot of a lot of companies move to Miami and Miami Beach with their offices. A lot of industry leaders moved in the last couple of years. So this is quite exciting to learn as well that the local economy is so big. Big companies, big brands, individual industry leaders, but also startups. The startup economy is very well developed there. So we are easily can get a couple of hundred people from that industry coming out of the Miami region. So there are a lot of reasons why we should stay there for the next couple of years. There's growth potential, within the venue, but also into the neighborhood. So I have no doubt, that we have, that we can further create a unique experience in Miami Beach. And that's the goal, at least for the next couple of years.
Well, Chris, before we go, I guess I forgot to say one of my highlights last year, that my total highlight was your suit on stage. It was beautiful. You always wear nice suits, but I thought your pink suit was amazing. So I guess the big question is, what are you going to be wearing on stage this year, Christian?
I'm still not decided, but I think it should be still colourful, considering where we are. Miami is a great, as I said before, a great combination here of, a lot of fun, a lot of beach and palms and colours, etc. So I think I have to choose something colourful again. But I would say, if I will be joined by you guys, maybe, supporting me with a suit of your choice, then we are at the forefront of this trend. So I'm curious to see you as well.
Good idea. I think three of us in three different shades of pastel. I might.
Yeah, well, maybe the three contentos on stage, something like this. You know, the three of us.
Perfect. Well, Christian, amazing. I think everyone listening, possible is definitely one of the must attend events this year. So make sure you get tickets for April. And Christian, as always, amazing to see you. Thank you so much for joining us, and look forward to seeing you in Miami very soon.
Exactly. Thank you for having me, and see you soon in a couple of weeks' time. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, Christian.
Bye.
So always amazing to see Christian, and can't wait for Possible. It's going to be another amazing event, I think. What do you think about the celebrities, Andy?
As you know, I'm a huge fan of Pitbull.
You're a massive Pitbull fan.
I am never not playing Pitbull in the always office. And yeah, he's been a big influence on me, as you know.
He's definitely shaped how you are. But I mean, it was true what I said about LL Cool J. What he said was really, really totally on point for the marketing team. So I think Christian will do it again. I can't wait. So look, I think
we must never talk about how excited Lydia got about John Bon Jovi.
You shouldn't say Lydia. You didn't mention her before. Now you've mentioned her. Lydia now knows you're talking about her getting overexcited.
Well, this will be a good track
Bon Jovi.
If she listens to our podcast.
Yes, good point. Lydia, please don't get so excited again. She was frothing last year about Bon Jovi. Anyway, let's end up now. So we're finishing. This has been the start of season three of It's Always Media Thursday with me, Justin Pearce, the editor, and Andy Oakes, the publisher. Thanks so much for joining us, Andy. Should we say goodbye now?
I think we should.
So, bye-bye.
Goodbye.